A special angel meditation as our thank you to 100,000 YouTube subscribers.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, I'm Rachel Zink. Thank you to all those that subscribe on our YouTube channel. It is you, the listener, that makes these broadcasts possible. Sit back and enjoy this meditation from the audio program Power of Angels, available at lawofattractionsolutions.com in our empowerment store.
I hope you're ready to begin. Our first meditation is called the Hall of Angels. Now, this is the cornerstone meditation for the entire CD program. I believe it's important to do this meditation two or three times, maybe even more, in order to get yourself into a nice, deep state, into what we call a magical trance. Once you've acquired the ability to get into a magical trance by entering the Hall of Angels, you'll be much more effective in the other meditations. So please, no machinery right now, no loud music. Put yourself in a comfortable position, but it's best not to lie down. Here's the reason. If you lie down on a bed, there's a good chance you just might fall asleep. So do this. Put yourself in a comfortable chair. Make sure you won't be disturbed. Turn off the phone and be prepared to enter the Hall of Angels. Take the time now to imagine what it would be like if your body were totally at peace, completely relaxed. I can't do this for you. Everything that you do now, you do on your own accord. You do of your own free will. I'm going to give you some suggestions, but they're your choice. Take a deep breath, a cleansing breath. Hold the breath. Hold it. Slowly let it out. And now imagine that one of your hands, either hand, it doesn't make a difference, is becoming numb. Do you think you have the ability to make your hand feel numb? How numb can you make your hand feel? Now, if you've ever had Novocaine or been under anesthesia, you know what it's like. So take that memory and apply it to your hand. Make it completely numb. I don't know which hand you've made numb, or if you've made both of them numb, but can you make that numbness slowly crawl up your arm, up to your elbow, up to your shoulder, slowly crawling up your arm? Feel your entire arm or arms becoming completely numb. Now, while you're doing this, while your hand and arm and shoulder is becoming numb, consider how heavy your arm, your hand and shoulder is, and see if you can transfer that feeling to your other hand, arm, and shoulder, so that that numbness, that heavy feeling, covers your entire shoulder and now crawls slowly up the back of your neck. Feel your head becoming heavy as well. Your head becoming heavy, wanting your head to lean forward. And if you feel more comfortable leaning your head forward, go ahead and do so. If you don't, keep it where it's at. Allow this beautiful feeling of numbness and heaviness and peacefulness and calmness to cover your entire midsection now, and all the way down your legs, all the way down your legs to your feet, the bottoms of your feet, your toes. And so your whole body is in this wonderful state of calming heaviness. Nobody knows for sure how deep you can take yourself. But one thing is for sure, the deeper you can take yourself, the deeper you go, the better you'll feel. Focus on your feet and see if you can make your feet heavier, heavier. Now focus on your legs and see if you can do the same thing there. And now allow that feeling to crawl up your lower back and your stomach, your chest, and feel yourself becoming very, very much at peace, sinking like a heavy rock in a pond with gentle ripples moving outward. Feel yourself going down into a wonderful place. It's interesting, you go down in order for your mind to go up. Your mind is fully active. It is fully awake. Yet your mind is more clear now. A different kind of thinking. A different kind of clarity. As you sink deeper, deeper into a beautiful magical trance. You feel your arms heavier. Your shoulder heavier. Perhaps your head is getting heavier and wanting to lean forward now. Now take a deep breath. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. As I count from 10 to 1, with each number, use your own will, your own skills, to bring yourself into a deeper state of trance, a wonderful, blissful state of trance, feeling totally at peace, completely calm, happier than you've ever been, going deeper into this absolutely marvelous place. You are in the center of nowhere, and soon you will be entering the Hall of Angels. Every time you hear the Hall of Angels, you will enter this wonderful state almost immediately. Every time I mention to you the Hall of Angels, you will enter this extremely calming, peaceful, deep trance state. It's a wonderful place to be. Now we're going to count from 10 back to 1. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. We're halfway there now, and you're sinking deeper than you've perhaps ever imagined you could go. You're reaching a deep magical trance, the level of trance that some of the great sages have reached in the past, when they saw wonderful visions of light. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Take a deep breath now. Let it out slowly. 2, 1. Slipping deeper, deeper into this wonderful, beautiful, magical trance. And now, wherever you go, my voice will go with you. feel yourself rising, rising, rising out of your body, almost as if you are in your body and out of your body at the same time. Your mind, your consciousness, is entering this beautiful place, this wonderful, glorious place that has no beginning and no end. It has no dimensions. It is infinite in every way. Wherever you're at, you're in the center and you sink deeper into a beautiful, magical trance. Wherever you're at, that's where you belong. And you are entering this wonderful place. It seems as if there are no gates, no doors, that you just simply enter it by going deeper into this wonderful place called magical trance. You are now entering the Hall of Angels. You are entering a place of bliss, of happiness, of joy, of light. This is beyond anything you have ever experienced in your life. The Hall of Angels. And every time you hear the Hall of Angels, every time you do this meditation, you will go deeper and deeper into a wonderful, wonderful, warm, soothing place. And you will connect even deeper with all the angelic beings, billions, trillions, an infinite amount of angels swirling around you, about you, through you. You hear the sounds of angels off in the distance. You see angelic energies of colors and forces swirling in every direction around you. All of them are amplifying the light within you. You feel a sense of oneness with the universe. You can almost connect to your purpose, to your reason for being. You are connecting to a higher sense of light, a higher sense of being, a higher sense of purpose as you sink deeper into magical trance in the Hall of Angels. And as you sink into this wonderful place, you realize that you are actually elevating to a higher state of consciousness, that you are entering a place that sages and mystics in the past have entered into and have seen with their own eyes but could not explain. When you open your eyes in a few minutes, you'll know what you have seen, but you won't be able to explain it. It'll be beyond almost anything that you've ever experienced as you go deeper into trance. You have a name and you know your name, but right now it would seem almost frivolous to try to even pronounce it out loud. You go deeper into trance because you go deeper into the Hall of Angels and the light becomes brighter. The angels become closer and more vivid. You see colors, colors that you have never seen before with your human eyes. You hear sounds that are so, so absolutely mesmerizing. You feel in your spiritual body a connection to the infinite light, as if you are timeless, as if you are bornless. And now meditate quietly. Meditate quietly for the next several minutes in the Hall of Angels. Whatever thoughts come into your mind, simply listen to those thoughts and let them flee away. Go deeper into the Hall of Angels. And in a few minutes, I will take you back out. You are in the Hall of Angels now. And every time you hear the Hall of Angels, every time that I begin to talk to you about the Hall of Angels, you will come back, you will return right to this special place, this special unique place, but you will go even deeper. It will become even more vivid. It will be even more pronounced. You will have an even more explosive, expansive experience than you're having now as you go deeper into magical trance. So now take a few moments to just be in the center of the center of the center of the Hall of Angels. It's time to leave the Hall of Angels for the time being. It's time to come back out and enter the physical world that we are called to live in. But you will carry the power. You will carry the light. You will carry the energy. You will carry the dreams and the hopes and the aspirations and the purpose of your life that seems to become apparent to you when you're in the Hall of Angels. Slowly move your feet. Move your toes a little at a time. Let's not do this all at one time. Let's take our time. Move your toes and your feet. And now if you can move your fingers a little bit. Move your fingers and your hands. Slowly move your arms. Now you might want to move your legs a little bit. And I'd like you to open your eyes in the count of three and take a deep breath, a cleansing breath, a breath of accomplishment because you've done something absolutely incredible. You've done what mystics have done throughout the centuries, what sages have done. And every time you come back to this special place, you will go deeper into the Hall of Angels and your visions will become more pronounced. Your knowledge will become more pronounced. Your understanding will become stronger and deeper. Take a deep breath now on the count of three and open your eyes. One, two, open your eyes now. Three, take a deep breath. Stretch. You might want to stretch your body out. Stretch it out. Very good. You've done very, very, very well. Now, simply feel the light of protection around you, and in your own way, and in your own words, give thanks and gratitude to the One, the Divine, the Lord of the Universe. Give thanks and be grateful for this wonderful experience and future experiences to come.